If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show here on a Wednesday, July 23rd. Going to be sunny, partly cloudy today and warm. It's going to be 88 degrees with a chance of rain. A lot of rain yesterday, not so much today, but there is a chance this afternoon. All right, let's get to this whole deal. Who is this, a friend of yours?
Yeah, my friend Sarah. You guys, okay. Oh my God. Okay, so my friend Sarah has 3 kids and a husband. And so right now are in Montana visiting her mother-in-law and husband, right?
Going to be there for a week.
Oh, they've been there for a couple days already. They're having a time of their life.
Yep.
Even Kylie said, go to a hotel. My God.
I think I would.
Dang.
So they walk in and all the furniture is covered in sheets and towels. Everything.
How old are the kids?
So let's see here. So,
they're young, aren't they?
No. No, they're like 12, 15, and 17.
Okay. Yeah. I'm thinking of the triplets.
Oh, yeah, they're young.
Yeah, that's young. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so,
different family. Okay,
so
got
the
you.
Oldest, the youngest is 12.
All right.
So
12? That's the youngest?
Uh-huh.
Wow. I was expecting
all right.
a lot younger.
That changes the whole story for me.
Doesn't it? That's the thing. Yeah.
It changes the whole story for me. Because I pictured the triplets family.
Right.
That's a different family. And they've got, 4-year-olds and 3 of them. And they're all sticky and drooling and,
Right.
Picking their nose.
Yeah. And candy.
No,
and
this, these are teenagers. Yeah.
These are full-blown teenagers. And the youngest is a girl. So she's very aware, like, keeping clean and stuff. Anyway, so they walk in, everything covered in sheets and towels, and Sarah's literally like, she took a picture. I just showed you guys.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't even know what to say.
Look, if they're covered in sheets and plastic, in my mind, I would think, well, maybe she does this all the time.
Yeah.
But the towels tells you that it was done just because they're coming to town.
The towels is weird.
Right?
There's no plastic. It's just sheets.
It's towels.
And towels.
Towels tells you. You don't leave towels for a period of time. That's a brief encounter with a very sloppy family coming to town. In your mind. In your mind. Right?
And their house is, by the way, their house that they live in is gorgeous and completely pristine.
Oh, man.
So they're not dirty people at all.
How insulting.
But just have towels all over the couch.
How insulting.
I don't even know, what should I say something? And I was like, do not have wine. Because I know Sarah. And if
it'll come out.
Yeah, it'll come out like, do you think we're dirty or something?
Then she spills the wine.
Exactly.
That's another problem.
So I just sent it to my friend Jolie. And I go, who does this remind you of? And she immediately wrote back, my mom. Because Jolie and her family, every time they go back to Southern Illinois, Myrna, their mom, makes them all take showers before they go to bed. Every single night, everybody has to take a shower. Her kids, her husband, everybody. And her husband doesn't even go back anymore. He's so angry about it. And so they all have to take showers because she doesn't want to get the mattress soiled.
Wow.
Yeah. She wants the mattress has to stay... stay perfect, and dirty bodies make dirty mattresses.
That's wild.
You imagine making people? How would I look at you and go, hey, you're staying at my house. You need to take a shower before you get in my guest bedroom.
Yeah, that's a little over the top.
It is over the top.
My wife makes Frog take a shower every night before he gets into bed. Okay, but that's just to teach him, that
hygiene.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you don't demand a family that's visiting that they have to take a shower before they go to bed.
Well, then do you want to hear something crazy?
Yeah.
Okay, so I was at the water cooler. And I said, I was showing Carson the pictures, right? Yeah. And I go, oh my God. And I said, I bet you do that. And guess what? He covers everything in blankets when the family comes to visit.
Listen.
I believe it.
Mainly on couches because I last time they came and they stayed with us.
Did they say
the whole thing of Dr. Pepper right on the cushion? And it was such a pain. So we can strip the cushions off, but it's such a pain. If you've ever washed like couch cushion covers. They're such a pain.
Look, did they notice it?
Oh, yeah.
The blankets?
Oh, well
no,
sure.
No, did they notice that you'd covered things since the last
no,
visit?
No, but I do it like an incognito kind of way.
There's no incognito of blankets
like,
on
no,
that.
No, I just, it looks like we just love blankets at our house. Especially on the couch. We love blankets.
And this just grew on us since your last
yes,
visit.
Yes, since your last visit.
We started loving blankets.
We fell in love with the blankets.
We love blankets. I've heard it all.
Oh, Lord.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Happy Wednesday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice, BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. You can get us for free and get the podcast after 10 o'clock this morning. You were saying, oh, no. No, why?
It's not even a thing. Carson was just telling me the Voice is only bringing back 3 coaches. And I was like, oh, no.
How many did they normally have? 4?
Four, yeah.
Doing 3? Yeah.
So who is it?
John Legend, Kelly Clarkson, and Adam Levine. And that's it.
I don't know. I don't like that. Because I will tell you this. I think Adam Levine and Blake Shelton were the best judges on The Voice.
Oh, the bromance was real.
It was. But then I don't know why Blake isn't coming back and they're not doing that because everybody loved them. But I feel like they had a falling out just between me and you.
Yeah.
Because Blake didn't invite him to the wedding. He invited him to sing. And that's kind of an insult, I think. Like, you know, you're going to perform. You're the help. Yeah.
Yeah. I felt like that he was getting so attached, connected with The Voice that he needed to separate just to get his career going again.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, he was becoming synonymous and it can be a little too much sometimes, right?
Well, it is now kind of in my head, all John Legend's known for. You're right. So.
It can become that and you don't want that. I mean, Ryan Seacrest went through that with the American Idol. You know?
I hope he makes it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I hope his career like takes off, that Ryan Seacrest.
Speaking of making it.
Oh my God.
Speaking of making it. Remember a week ago when the Colorado Rockies drafted that kid? Ethan Holliday?
Yep.
Matt Holliday's son?
Yep.
Yeah. He's one of the brothers that are really good baseball players. They wrote him a check yesterday. He got a signing bonus. Just to sign with the team. They wrote him a check yesterday. Colorado Rockies. Whipped out $9 million for him.
Wow.
He's 18 years old, right out of high school, playing baseball. He got $9 million bonus yesterday.
How old's your kid?
7.
7. You need to work with him a little bit more on that field. Tell him not to use his hand that doesn't have a glove on it to catch the ball.
Is that crazy? No, you're right. I can't even imagine Frog, 12 years from now, getting a check to sign for Major League Baseball for $9 million. And get this, with Matt Holliday, okay, he played here, right? Everybody, pretty much, if you know baseball, you know who he is. He has 2 kids, one named Jackson, this one is Ethan. Ethan got $9 million. Just 2 years ago, Jackson got $8 million for signing as a bonus. What a family.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Although, I am, okay. So sometimes I put pieces of what you say together. I am worried about your home.
What do you mean?
Well, okay, so you said 2 things that were red flags to me, okay?
What's that?
All right, first of all, I said, did you get the text about meeting with the boss? And you said, Frog had my phone all day.
After I picked him up, yes. Yeah, after I picked him up from camp and we went to tutoring, and then it would be 4 o'clock, so about 4 o'clock he got my phone.
Right.
Yeah.
Red flag to me. Okay, number 2.
Okay.
Then you said,
why is that a red flag?
Because your kid is stuck on a phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He likes it.
Yeah. Oh, I bet he loves it.
Makes him happy.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Phones don't make me all that happy.
No,
but it makes him so damn happy. All right, what else?
Then the second thing you said is, ooh, there's a lot of baseball on today. That's good.
Yeah. Can't wait.
So in my
Rockies play today.
In my head,
yeah.
There's a little kid in the corner on a phone playing games, and you're in a recliner just watching baseball all day.
Let me clear it up for you.
That's like in my, you know, just from the clues I heard.
Frog is at camp, okay? Mm-hmm. And my wife works from home, so she's in her office.
Uh-huh.
And it's just me and the dogs, okay? And the dogs love baseball, too. And so...
Huge fans.
I go home, feed the dogs, make myself a little lunch,
okay,
and then I kick back for some baseball when it's during the day.
Okay.
If it's not on, I have to go to crime shows instead. So it's either shooting, stabbings, or baseball. One of the two, I guess.
Okay. And then what are you doing when he's on his phone the whole time? You go, oh, yeah, he's on my phone all day. I never saw the text.
Well, there's night games, too. So when he gets on the phone, then that's when I go to the night games. Oh, gotcha. There's baseball night games, too. And I can't wait for football season.
Oh, my God. You know?
By the way, that Bronco camp that starts on Friday, if you're going to go out to that camp, you better get online and get some tickets, because nobody can get tickets right now.
I thought Paul was hooking you up.
No. I'm just saying, yeah, oh. I've got a way of getting a ticket to get in there, but yeah. I'm just telling the masses that people that normally go out there for these practices, I think there's 13 of them that they're allowing the fans to come to. Normally, it's 3,000 people. Now it's down to, like, what, 600 or something? Yeah, very few.
Nice.
But yeah.
Are you guys going?
I think so. Nice. I think me and my oldest son, I think Lee Harris, I think he's going to go with me. Yeah.
Make sure you give him your phone.
Yeah.
So he can entertain himself.
He loves phones too. I don't know what it is.
You know what I almost did, you guys? I'm so ashamed. So they have Blinko on your phone. Have you guys gotten that ad yet? You can play. I love Blinko. Obviously, you have to pay for it, and it's gambling. I almost signed up for Blinko on my phone, but I didn't. I was like, this is bad, Jake.
It's a gateway.
I had to have a whole talk with myself. Like, no, do not sign up for Blinko on your phone. I love Blinko on Price is Right. You know, they drop that chip.
I've gotten the ad. I can see where it could be addictive.
That
Candy Crush and all those. I get it. Yeah. I get it. It could be.
And then I was like, oh, you're not an addict after all. Yay.
Yeah, you can get hooked into that easily.
Like, I don't have a gambling problem. Yay.
There's always today.
Yeah, it sounds to me like you're. Itch. Sounds to me she's right on the cusp.
Yeah, like
getting ready to pull the trigger on that.
For sure I am. Yeah, for sure I am. And that's why I was like,
a couple more ads and she's in.
Yeah.
Speaking of phones, real quick here, let me play this text thing again, okay? Because there's a scam out there with the DMV. Now, I know what you're thinking. There's been a scam out there for a long time. Yes, there has. They've taken it to a different level with the threats, first of all, and now they're doing it in groups. It's a group messaging, hoping someone in that group will fold. Pull the trigger.
So
because once one person does, another person may reply to that person, and all of a sudden they've got you activated within that group chat. And this is DMV is what it's disguised as, that you owe money. If you don't pay, then you're in trouble.
Scammers posing as trusted organizations and public agencies, hoping you'll click on a link that can lead you to disaster. The FBI says it's important to think before you act and never click on suspicious links.
People are trusting by nature. Trust but verify. Whether it be an email you receive, a phone call, the bad guys and gals can now spoof telephone numbers to make it seem like it is from your bank's fraud department. Or a text message that you get from a toll agency. We say that pause. Take a breath. Don't act out of impulse.
E-470 Public Highway Authority has told Fox 31 that the public should be advised that neither E-470 nor Express Toll currently collect any payment or personal information through text messages.
You know, I think this is the only scam that's come along that all four of us have gotten.
I agree.
Within 48 hours.
Yeah.
I got mine a couple of days ago. You got yours. You just saw it on your phone.
I did.
Spadil got it too. This one here, I think a lot of people have this one.
Well, and the thing is, don't interact with it, because I guess they're looking for the word like yes or whatever. I mean, even don't, like, because you said on yours, everybody was doing the flip-off thing.
Well, that was Chanel, but on mine, everyone was like, stop, scammers. We know this is a scam. It's like, why even engage with that at all?
Exactly.
Just delete it.
Because we don't know if they can find a word like the word yes or, you know, whatever a key word is.
They're sneaky.
They are sneaky.
Well, they also say that if you're engaging with them, they're more likely to keep trying to scam you because they know that that number works.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, they're trying to verify the numbers, what they're doing in their system, right?
Yeah.
And so all it takes is one. And then if you write to the person that's, you know, answered it.
Yeah, stop scamming me.
Exactly.
Then they've got you too, because they know yours works.
Yeah.
Everybody's getting this. Beware.
BJ and Jamie.
So no pickleball matchmaking?
No.
You're going to do something else instead? Like the gun club or something?
No, my son and I are going shooting today.
Oh, okay.
The thing is, I haven't been a member of Centennial Gun Club forever, and it's, I know you guys know what I'm talking about. So it says, you have an account already with this phone number. Well, yeah, but I'm sorry, I don't pay for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When it says, or you've tried that password 80 times, or you can't use any part of a password that has,
It's too similar to the last one you used.
Oh my God, it's maddening.
Well, it's part of the security. Gotta have it, Jamie.
Well, I can't even sign up for a new membership because my phone number exists with the old membership. It's just so bizarre. Somebody didn't test their system.
Yeah, well, I brought up the whole pickleball thing because I played that for you earlier, that they're starting that Pickle Match thing. It's a dating app that for pickleball players. And now that I think about it.
It might be a great idea.
For pickleball?
Yeah, for pickleball people now are becoming like a thing.
Yeah. But I mentioned after that, after I said that, I said, are you looking at the gun club? The gun club, maybe matchmaker there. I don't know if that's a good idea.
Oh.
I don't know if you want to matchmake people with guns.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You mean, like, have a, right. like a singles night at the gun club?
Right, right. It was a fleeting.
I don't think I would go there.
It was a fleeting thought I had.
Yeah,
okay.
I
thought about it as I'm talking and I'm thinking, yeah, a little singles bingles. You know, throw it a couple of cocktails.
They don't have drinks there.
Well, I'm just saying. If you did a singles mingles with a gun club, it might not be so.
There's no bar at the gun club.
Well, then how can it be a club with no bar? I was just telling Jamie.
Oh, my God.
And look, I hope the guy works out for him. Travis Hunter's dad. Okay.
Yeah.
He's like, it's like that. Who is it again that we mentioned? The quarterback?
Mahomes, Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes. Senior. Patrick Mahomes Sr. Yep. Remember, he couldn't go to the Super Bowl. Finally, I think he got a pass to go. But Travis Hunter's dad, who played at Colorado, Travis Hunter, he won the Heisman, right?
Yep.
He won the Heisman. His father couldn't go to the Heisman because he's on probation, right? Well, he's been arrested again. The dad has. Senior.
Is this awful or what?
He's on probation. And he went missing on his ankle monitor for 18 minutes yesterday or a few days ago.
And the thing is, it's only 18 minutes. Why would they arrest him again? He's missing for 18 minutes.
He was gone for 18 minutes. Okay, you're instructed not to leave your house if that's what his is, and that's what it appears to be, because he's got a monitor on his ankle, and then he's got a device in the house that tells you when you leave the house that you've gone too far.
Okay. All right, question. Haven't you ever just like, I mean, I had this happen the other day. Nacho Doritos, right?
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh my God, I want nacho Doritos so bad. But with Grubhub or any of the delivery or whatever, it's just not a big enough order. So you gotta go. You gotta go get your nacho Doritos.
Because you got a craving.
Yeah, he had a craving. I mean, it might have been for crack. I don't know.
Yeah, his craving probably got the best of him. Now, if I'm him, here's what I do, okay? If I'm in this situation, I tell the authorities, like, all right, listen, here's what happened. You know what? The dog got out. The dog got out, took off toward the road.
Oh.
I thought he was going to get hit by a car. He just took off down the road. It took me 18 minutes to catch that dog.
Now, that
okay?
actually is a great excuse.
And I, you know, when something like that happens, it's just an instantaneous response.
Although the dad,
you know,
does,
I just,
he kind of, I feel like he's more of a cat owner.
My dog. Okay, let's go with the cat.
Yeah,
okay.
The cat.
And
yeah.
The cat, so be it. And I know that you can track where I went with the monitor. My cat ran straight to the liquor store.
Or that weird alley.
Yeah, or that alley right into Jerome. Yeah. Back there in that alley, you know what I mean? Not my fault. I was trying to save my pet.
My God. Now, what is his kid worth?
Travis like, Hunter?
What, $50
million? Oh, my God.
I don't
God.
Know. I mean, you're the first pick. You won the Heisman. I mean, your contract's going to be huge. I don't know if he's... He did sign. But you got a signing bonus in there. I'm guessing $40 to $50 million.
Holy crap.
And what? That's just the start of his career.
Yeah, this is wrong because it says right now it's $6
million. No.
What are you seeing there, Schmidl?
No, it's got to be
more. He signed a four-year rookie contract that was $46.6
million. Oh, there you go.
Fully guaranteed.
Yeah.
He's
fine. $50 million. Is what I was guessing. Yeah, and then you got his endorsements. Put that on top
of
it.
They said they paid him $30 million up front.
Yeah, they gave him a huge signing bonus for it.
For $30 million. And if, you put look, that in a high-quality mutual fund at like listen, 10% interest? My God.
Hey, listen there, ankle monitor senior, listen to me, okay? Just get off of probation, okay? Your son's worth $50 million, mm-hmm. All right? You can run to the liquor store. You can do whatever you want to do. The world is yours. All you got to do is get off of probation, man. Just stay at home. Just stay at home, and whatever you need, just order it.
What's that app? It's like Grizzly or something, right? Grizzly?
Is it Drizzly?
Drizzly.
Oh, Drizzly.
I think it's Drizzly.
I've never ordered it.
As far as like alcohol
yeah,
and stuff
yeah,
like that. Honestly, you can get it from everywhere. Grubhub, they all deliver
they
alcohol.
They all deliver alcohol.
Restaurants will.
Yeah.
They'll deliver. I don't know.
Yeah, I think they do. I think you have to go drinks now. You
well,
can get
right,
them in
but
a
you
cup.
Have to go there, right?
They oh, I think you can get them delivered.
Candy?
You might be able to.
I think there are some, probably.
As long as they're sealed.
There's some shady ones out there, I'm sure. Sitting over to your house, right? I don't know. I don't order liquor to the front door. I have no idea. I'm just saying, this dude just needs to get off of probation. Man, your son is worth $50 million.
And you get arrested for being away for 18 minutes.
18 minutes.
I mean, was it worth it, really?
Well, if you save the cat, it is. We don't know. We don't know, right?
BJ and Jamie.
Can I make a statement about this Epstein thing?
No. Because it'll get political, because I'll tell you why.
All right. Hey, please?
No.
All right, why?
Well, last night, I just wrote up this thing on our Facebook page. I said, hey, everybody, just curious if anybody lives at the Spire downtown. It's a high rise with condos in it. I said, yeah. I feel like downtown's going to make a comeback at some point. And right now condos are crazy affordable downtown. And I think it would make a great investment to buy a condo downtown.
Yeah.
Because I think in, you know, later on in life, everything might turn around and it might.
Everything's a gamble, Jamie.
It is. Yeah. And so,
did it go ugly?
Oh, my God. They started fighting with each other.
What are they fighting over?
Being either a Republican or a Democrat or a Republican. And it just...
No, I mean, about downtown. What is it about downtown would cause a fight online?
Sanctuary City.
Just everything.
Crime.
Yes,
okay, okay. Wasted money.
Denver will never come back because the Dems.
Suck.
The Dems have killed it. Polis.
Rockies blow.
Yeah, something about Polis is gay. I don't know. I mean, it went insane. And I was like, and my girlfriend Kylie is going to be my realtor or whatever. I go, yeah. And she goes, oh my God, I saw that post. You might want to just take it down. And just got some
Well, what I'm about to say, or I'm asking permission to say, what I'm asking you permission to say, I don't think is.
Oh, hey, a condo post was not.
No. Mine is very sensical. Okay. And it's not, I think it's what any educated person would think. Okay. And mine is this. What?
Really? You're going to go with, you think educated people will just be, you know.
Well, I would think this is common sense. And you know me, Jamie, I am the king of common sense. Right. Am I not?
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
No, I think you would even agree with this. Okay.
We'll find out, I guess.
Okay. Let me ask you. All right. Well, if you don't, then you're a dummy. Okay.
Oh, no. Now the challenge. Oh. Okay. Here we go. Let's go.
That was a great setup there. Listen.
Okay.
Jeffrey Epstein. Okay. Nobody will shut up about this whole thing. Okay. And I don't care. I don't care one way or the other. Here's the way I see it. They raided all these places that he used to live or owned. Okay. From Florida to New Mexico to overseas, an island, all these places. We know for a fact they went in, they got hard drives, they got computers, they got videos, they got all kinds of stuff, right? If any person in the world that's public, a politician, a Hollywood superstar, whomever, if you're on tape with somebody underage and you're doing things that you shouldn't be doing, I say prosecute and name those people and go for it and go get it. If you don't have that, then it's all over with and done with. It's all, you got nothing. You got no evidence. But if you've got raw evidence, and I don't care if it's a current president, a past president, a Hollywood, Tom Hanks, whomever, I don't care.
Tom Hanks would never do that.
Well, they have him listed as
Tom Hanks?
People, yeah. But listen.
Not Tom Hanks.
If
no,
you've
he
got,
dances on piano keys. He's a good guy.
Okay, forget about Tom Hanks, okay? Listen, he just likes to be on an island with a volleyball. Any man that stays on an island with a volleyball, something going on there. But listen, if you've got that evidence, and I don't care who it is, then you need to prosecute.
Freak you guys out.
Who?
Polar Express. Me too. I was totally freaked.
It's a weird movie.
It is a weird movie. I'm sorry, what were you saying?
But that's my stance. Okay, can you disagree with that?
If they have the list, they should
No, there's no list. Videos. If you've got video, evidence, hard drives, you've got everything, and it shows an actual person that's a celebrity, whomever.
What was the point to Polar Express? Like, what was the end game?
Jamie! Can you disagree with that?
No, I mean, you can't. Yeah.
There you go. That's where it's at. That's where it should be right now. If you've got evidence, prosecute the hell out of them.
This is
That's it.
I will say, like, the ice exhibit at Cable Master, Polar Express, didn't look anything. The conductor didn't look anything like Tom Hanks. I was really disappointed about that. They didn't do it justice.
That ticket just flew away.
When you first said it, I thought you said the Polis Express.
No. Well, that's a different kind of train.
That's a really changing of the topic there, lady. Okay. No. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.